Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Did you know that it is Sexual Health Month? Because I didn't know, but my next guest is all over it. Nurse Sarah Kearns is back, and all this month she is giving some straight up good advice on sexual health. So picture the scene. You know, we've all been there apart from, well, myself, of course. You wake up beside someone and you think, did I remember to take the pill? Jesus, what do I do? Well, don't worry, because Nurse Sarah Kearns is here to talk about all of that and the more practical advice as well, right? We're going to talk about today. So you're going out on a night out.
Yep.
You may potentially engage in sexual activity. Mm-hmm. Is there a checklist?
I think there's a couple of things you can do to, we were just talking about this here, right? So firstly, having 20 euro in a vault in Revolut, most of us are Revolut. Have 20 euro or maybe 20 euro down the back of your phone case, something that if you needed to get out of Dodge, like out in a taxi on the way tomorrow morning or whatever, that you have a little bit of money aside. Or the other thing is, it's everyone's responsibility if you're going to engage in sexual activity, you know, to carry condoms. It's not just the guy. So,
good point.
Do you know what I mean? So maybe put a condom wherever you can, just say you have a little zippy compartment of your bag, whatever, just put it in there and then just leave it there so you know that it's, you know, going to be there for you. It's about a lot of it. Just say you wake up beside somebody, right? And you're like, okay, what do I do? So there's a couple of things. How do you get home safely? Again, that money free now. Have you got your Revolut or your phone connected that you don't have to actually pay the taxi with cash, that you can prepay before you get home, that sort of thing, right? But one of the things is, consent is such a massive topic and we could talk about it for 3 days here. And it's such a massive topic and really important one. And like, there's amazing resources, sexualwellbeing.ie, spun out, do incredible things. Well worth going onto that website. It's amazing, man to man. And they just talk about consent. And one of the things I really want to point out about consent, you can say no at any stage. You can say no mid-sex. You can say no at any stage throughout. It doesn't matter if you... It's like, think about it. Have you ever watched that YouTube about comparing consent to drinking a cup of tea?
No.
It is the best minute and a half. It's amazing. It's like offering someone a cup of tea. No. Do you want a cup of tea? Do you want a cup of tea? Do you want a cup? And they keep saying no. You don't keep going. And then you can say no. And even if you do say yes to a cup of tea, it's well worth watching it. You can also say, actually, no, I don't want any more tea. Do you know what I mean? So you can say, it's the best YouTube video, well worth watching. But it's, you can say no to sex at any stage, and that is your right to do so. So just always remember that. So if, just say you wake up the next morning, you're like, I don't know about that. I don't know if I feel good. You might have regret. There is, the Rape Crisis Centre do have a really amazing phone line, right? 1800 778 888, and you can ring and talk to somebody objective that you don't know, completely objective, and you say, hey, listen, I'm after waking up, I'm just home, I woke up in Malahide, I think I might know this guy from college, from school, whatever it is, and I just don't know, can I talk through? And you can talk through the whole scenario with them and get your head around it. And sometimes that is so much easier if you don't know the person. Alternatively, you might have somebody you really trust, a sister or your mom, whatever, that you could go and say, listen, this happened last night, and just talk through it. But the Rape Crisis Centre is amazing because they will then guide you and say, you know, I think maybe the sexual assault unit might be the next call, or might ask you, do you want to get the guards involved, or whatever the next steps are going to be. So just, if you're there and you say, actually, no, I know them, I fancy them for ages, and actually I feel really good about what happened last night, then that's totally fine. But just say you're kind of a bit trying to get your head around what happened. Maybe I don't think I said yes, I think I remember saying it. Whatever the scenario is, that's a really good place to start.
Okay.
And A&E, if it's in the middle of the night, always remember you can always go to any emergency department in the country. Nurses and doctors in there are trained to deal with this scenario, and it's quite regular. So just, there's always help out there.
Help out there. Can we talk about if you wake up and you think, oh God, I need to get the morning after pill?
Yeah. So one of the things is, you might be on the pill, right? And you might say, okay, I'm fine. And you might have completely remembered to take it like religiously over the previous week or whatever, and everything is fine. But just say you're on the pill and you're, I don't know, did I take it or was I late taking? Maybe you're on a progesterone pill and you're outside the window, whatever. Okay, so you, emergency contraception might be warranted. Go in, regardless of what you're thinking, over the counter in the pharmacy. Pharmacists will take you in to a side room. You go through a consultation with them and you say, listen, I don't remember. They'll advise it or they won't, or whatever. They'll give you the next step. The other thing is, what's really important about the morning after pill, it's 95% effective if it's taken within the first 24 hours. So in it can be taken up to 72 hours, but at 72 hours, it's only 52% effective. So it'll stop pregnancy, basically the egg, meat and sperm. It'll stop that embryo forming.
To get it as quickly as you can.
You need to get it as quickly as you can. So then the other thing is, if you're a little bit worried about STIs, then you should really consider, you can actually booking in to get an STI screen. So there's loads of different ways to do that. If you're in college, you can go to an STI clinic.
Yeah, let's talk about the different ways to do that, because there's been a lot of talk about home kits.
Oh, so good. So there's a private company, Let's Get Checked. It's amazing that, and it can kind of, I think they range from like 60 euro to 180, something like that. But the HSE do free ones. So you go sh24.ie, put in your details. It comes in the most discreet package into your house. Really plain envelope, it's basically it gives you really good instructions on, you have to give in a sample of urine and swabs and things like that, but it basically gives you a really simple instruction and a free post back, so it's free of charge, and you send it back and then you get a text or a phone call with the results of that. So there's a free at home STI check. The other thing you can do is go to any of the, like the Guy Clinic, college campus will do this, but there's a Guy Clinic in James's, which is really good. Gay Men's Health Service is really good. Your local GP, if you like them, if you know them, and you can get bloods taken if you're worried about HIV. If you're going to be engaging in regular sex, absolutely perfect, but you know, it is a good idea to get regular checks, because even if you're a regular use, they say that there has been an increase in chlamydia and gonorrhea and HIV since 2018. Just a little bit of an increase, 7% increase since 2018.
All the talk around sexual health and Sexual Health Month and online and access to all this information, how the hell has there been an increase?
Well, it's kind of multifaceted for loads of different reasons, but one of them is drug use during sex. That people aren't, the main cause is incorrect or inconsistent use of condoms. Condoms will protect you against so much. The only thing that it won't protect you against is things like herpes, because it's skin to skin contact. And also, like, think about the monkeypox outbreak recently. That's skin to skin contact. So you need to get regular checks, maybe 3 to 6. If you're really, really sexually active with various different partners, it maybe 3 month checks, 6 month checks, whatever. Go in and get yourself regularly checked. So if you do get a diagnosis or something like chlamydia, a lot of these things are completely symptom free. The likes of chlamydia, you might get sometimes, you know, pain when you're peeing, cramps, discharge, a bit of, you know, maybe blisters will come up if you have herpes. But just say something like chlamydia can go undiagnosed. You mightn't have any symptoms, nothing, until you're like in your mid-30s. And if you've never had a test, and it's really easily picked up on a test, a urine test, and it's really easily treated. But just say you don't pick that up, it can cause scarring your fallopian tubes and cause infertility issues. So it's really important for your later life and for you to get regular checks and just keep an eye on yourself. Because a lot of those things, but you know what? If you wake up beside somebody and you're like, oh my God, just remember self-love. If that is not your usual thing and you're like, why did I, just own it, just draw a line under it, think about it, reflect, and then just move on from it. But just stay safe. Go and get an STI check and just know then you're firmly able to put a line under it going, okay, I have no STIs, I'm not pregnant or whatever, you know, and I feel, I just draw a line under it, move on.
Don't punish yourself.
No.
Absolutely. We were talking yesterday about free contraceptives for women aged 17 to 25. It was announced this week. Did you ever think you'd see that happen?
Never. Never. I never thought they'd do it. I kind of wish it was till 30. Just that little bit, because it is annoying. Like, I think the pill, I think that Yasmin, someone might correct me, it's around the 15 euro. Like, that every single month for an entire year. And like, predominantly females are paying for that. That's a really annoying expense every single month. Also, it's a really annoying thing to think about, like, every single day. But just remember, when it comes to contraception, something that we do not do enough in Ireland is think about it. If you are not good at remembering a pen to go to your lectures every day, you are possibly not the right person to be on a pill that you need to remember to take every day, right? There's so many. The implant, 3 years, a thing in your arm, it's progesterone, grand, you're not going to get pregnant for 3 years. The coil, the copper coil, it has no hormones. It can make your periods heavier, but that is no hormones. But get it inserted. Go to a really good women's health. There's so many options. There's the Nuva ring that you insert vaginally and it's absolutely super. It sits there, you don't even know it's there, you change it every 28 days.
But I think what we should all take from this is, with the rise in STIs in the last couple of years, every single person carry a condom. Don't leave it up to the lads, because that is unfair. And really, they should be giving out free condoms, really.
See, they do, like, there is, in college they do, certainly during fresher weeks, they'll be throwing them out like confetti at a wedding. So actually, it's just store them up. Bring plastic bag with you and store them.
How long do they last?
But you can actually, in sexual health clinics, they give them away for free. Okay. Like a man to man, have a look at any of those resources and they will give it. And make use of those free resources. Because, you know, like if you just say you had a condom that split and you want to keep engaging, then if you had a backup condom because you have it hidden somewhere in your bag, so you know, it's you just, and you have it, remember, whatever way. It's so good. Look after your own health,
look after your own. There's loads of good info at sexualwellbeing.ie.
Oh, so good. Have you seen that website?
Yeah, it's amazing. Class, it's amazing. Yeah.
Spun Out is another one. Amazing one. There's a girl called Aoife. She's Aoife Jean on Instagram. She's amazing. She does loads of stuff on consent. If you have teenagers, Google consent cup of tea. I know it's a mad thing, but when I was training a sex ed teacher, we were actually, I'd watched it before. It is the most amazing way of explaining consent. It's the best video. Go and have a look.
Is it a very, I wonder, could we play it out on the show? Is it very visual?
It's very visual.
Okay. Well, we'll go and check it.
No, actually, it's about a minute and a half long. It's well worth looking into it because it's brilliant. It compares, honestly, you'll laugh and it's and really entertaining, but it's so clear and it's so concise. Okay. Look into it and look, go onto those websites.
Deadly. Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming in and speaking with us about sexual well-being. It's all this month, but it should be every day of the year. And there's some really good resources out there.
Yeah.
And thanks for reminding us of them. If you want to follow Sarah Kearns on Instagram, she's at Hands On Health. Thanks, Sarah.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.